This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm looking at some stuff going on in this country that is just incredibly troubling. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, friends. Let's hit this right off the bat here. Florida tax collectors can open carry guns, but the public is banned from doing so. Does anybody know how to spell the word tyranny? Does anybody know how to spell the word you're in trouble? Actually, words, America? I mean, this is over the top. It's been going on for a long time in this country. Incrementally, little by little, you are losing your rights because you are forfeiting them to these tyrannical ways, folks. I mean, when I'm giving you a headline such as Florida tax collectors open carry guns, government can carry guns, and their enforcers, through totalitarian methods, through force, but the public is banned from doing so? Does anybody see a problem with what's going on here in Florida? Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me give you that headline one more time. Florida tax collectors can open carry guns. Public banned from doing so. Now, if I might, I would just like to read the Bill of Rights, which are thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. They are to magnify our God-given rights, to ensure our rights, said Thomas Jefferson, not to encroach upon them, to eradicate them, to assault them, to assail them, to act as a bunch of outlaws operating out of their scope of authority. But here we have it. Here's Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. Listen to me, America. The Bill of Rights, okay? A well-regulated militia, 17 to 44 years old. Militia works with government in time of invasion. Read the Constitution of the United States of America. Let me say it this way. America, you are the militia. Going on, being necessary to the security of a free state. The security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not, your rights shall not be violated by those that serve we the people. But again, going back to the headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we see Florida tax collectors open carry guns, but the public somehow or another has drank the Kool-Aid to believe that they don't have a right to bear arms. Can I ask the question, anybody that like to call in and explain this to me? I would like to understand what's going on in Florida and in the minds of the people in Florida that they would drink this in and accept this. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going on concerning headlines in America. The choice is yours, America. Personal responsibility versus government control. What comes to my aid right now is Thomas Jefferson, again, the third president of the United States of America, who said that if the government fears the people, you have liberty. But where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that what we're seeing today in America? Absolutely, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there is no debate. It is illegal and unconstitutional, no matter what they rename it. That's my article, friends, on the expose concerning Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, now the American Health Care Act. He was the guy, the architect of Obamacare, that said the typical American voter is so stupid his dog teaches them tricks. Folks, he's making fun of you, and you think the joke's on them when, in fact, it is not. It is on you, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, speaking of cowardice, listen to this one. A cop fears of being accused of Islamophobia led to shelving Muslim child sex ring investigation by police. Has anybody ever wondered why, when all these kids are coming forward about what's going on in government concerning the pedophile rings, concerning politicians and the FBI, and how the FBI covers up for these politicians? Because we know a good portion of the FBI is not there to protect the little guy from the big guy. It's actually them protecting the big guy, as they like to call themselves, from we the people. And has anybody ever asked the question, the hard-driving question as to why is it we hear about it, but nothing ever becomes of it? And why is it that the politicians always get off scot-free, even when they confess that they themselves are responsible for it? And all of a sudden what happens is it comes out, and then all of a sudden that investigation just mysteriously disappears. And if it seems to go any further than it's supposed to go, all of a sudden those people begin to die off. Anybody asking some real questions out there? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A cop said he was in fear of being accused of Islamophobia, led to shelving Muslim child sex ring investigation by police. Boy, I thought it was their job to be the brave. You know, I mean, this the Republican which we have is only going to be the home of the brave, friends, in the land of the free, as long as it's the home of the brave, not the home of the cowards. I just wanted to make and give clarification concerning what we're talking about here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you ready for this one? Here's Google again. Google aids America's gun-grabbing enemies with $2 million. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why are these people so apt, friends, about disarming you, the American people? Yesterday, I took the time to share with you those that are attempting to disarm you. I exposed the crimes of those criminals that are attempting to disarm you. And again, friends, study history. This is nothing new under the sun. These are the people that want to disarm you under Michael Bloomberg and his little minion and his little pack. And I spent 15 minutes highlighting their crimes, friends. Now we have Google in aid to America's gun-grabbing enemies with $2 million. Friends, you, again, are under attack. By the way, what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes here, friends, are false prophets. And then we're going to be talking about identifying God-sent prophets. And I want to show you the difference between love and hate. And I think you're going to get a good taste of it in a real short order for three segments. But aside of that, we'll get to that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Uh-oh. Associated Press pushes CNN-style fake news about imaginary cabinet meeting. Again, friends, keep in mind this is all contrived. It's all bought and paid for. It's an attempt to stir up domestic insurrection. It is called leading through opposition. Don't fall for what's going on out there, friends. Again, keep in mind as well, those that are behind the media propaganda are the ones that are saying that when the American people believe that everything that is false, that they themselves have done their job. Former head of the CIA said that, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to Unit of the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember again, friends, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, in truth, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We know here that the Bible, friends, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Forget it not. Folks, what I promised we were going to be talking about without belaboring the bad news in America again, and we have the bad news because the American people failed to enforce that Constitution to bring about good news. And folks, you know, call it what you will, but the facts are the facts, and it is the truth. If 318.9 million people in this country were sick and tired of the less than 1.7% of the population that are being used to destroy this country, which is perfect judgment under God, this is the finger of God, scripturally through and through. It could all be over real quick, and I'm talking about all over for those that continuously have a heyday committing crimes against we the people, and it is our job to enforce that law. So, let's get over to the false prophets setting America at war without with God, and the way that they're setting war. America at war with God is by completely preaching a false gospel. You go to 2 Chronicles 19:10, it says, "And whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not, trespass not against what? The Lord. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. So for me to warn, friends, is to be faithful to God first and foremost. But the way that I warn is by using the law in the hand of Christ in my preaching to show you as to who you're offending. And who you are offending is God. Your sin is an offense towards God. Don't forget what I'm telling you right now. I also want to go over to Leviticus 19 for a moment, friends. And I want to jump over on Leviticus 19:17, and I want you to listen to this so you can understand what love is right off the bat. This is what it says, and again, listen carefully, okay? King James Version, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart, thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. That sin is not to be allowed in his presence. In other words, he's got to make the choice, and you got to lay the word of God to him to make the choice as to whom he's going to serve. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6, and I can go on and on and on and on. So to not reprove, which by the way is all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, all doctrine is, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, and it's the very thing that you see completely thrown behind the backs of those that are responsible for what's going on in this country, namely the professed church. Folks, what we can see in America today is that the church is countering their very purpose on this earth. Rather than the light reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. You heard me right, friends. And again, you better understand, folks, it's all purpose. And I want to say this, woe unto those. Woe means literally God damning these people. Woe unto those that dare touch God's anointed purposes, even within. And that's it's a major, as a matter of fact, read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. Folks, because it's what we're seeing today. There's men that feel that at liberty to just go ahead and do what they will with the things of God's Spirit, and it's not a good place to put themselves. Just ask Judas. Just ask Ananias and Sapphira. Ask anybody that has literally been struck down by the Spirit of God for their violations towards heaven. Now, when you go on to 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience, which means with knowledge, seared with a hot iron. Folks, what they're doing is they are simply advocating what God abhors, Proverbs 6:16-19, true. In fact, they're even going so far as to set people at war with God. For example, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, peace. And he putteth, and listen carefully, friends, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him, Micah 3:5. See, in a country like this, America, there's no excuse as to the things that the American people have allowed. Again, going back to the fact that 78% of Americans profess their Christianity. And you folks, if you dig real hard, you're going to find less than 3% of it. And that's a high ratio, let me tell you. Folks, but these people that are responsible for what's going on, namely the American people, you all have to understand that we all have the same Bible. And you all have the same Bible that them hirelings that you complain about and them whores that you're complaining about that preach from the pulpits, you have the same Bible. And if you would read your Bible, you probably wouldn't go to listen to that horror hireling in the first place because you'd know concerning the doctrine the way that Christ commanded concerning the first prerequisite to those that follow him. And instead of preaching real grace, these hirelings and whores, the kind that says, go and sin no more. You know, that's the New Testament. Go and violate God's law no more. John 8:1. And see, like scripture where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Romans 5:20. See, the professed church preaches a stark contradiction of grace, which is nothing more than licentiousness. Did you hear what I said? It's nothing more than licentiousness. In other words, the message of the professed church in America has been, do what you want to do. And folks, that's exactly why this country is in trouble today. because they have taught to use people, to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5, and that's exactly what the people do. You know, and I got to be honest with you, it absolutely amazes me when I talk to people, and especially when I'm out speaking, and they'll come up to me and they want to tell me their life story, and all that is good. But the fact of the matter is they'll talk about how, you know, they love God and they love the Lord, and before you know it, you'll see what comes out of the abundance of their heart. And what comes out of their heart is their filthy mouths. And then you have to ask the question, where's Christ at? Because he ain't a part of that. I mean, when you read Romans 5:5, it says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. And when I counter that with James 1, verse 27, it says, pure Christianity and undefiled before God and the Father is this. I'm sorry, going up to 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Oh, my goodness. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then I think of Ephesians 4, verse 29, where it talks about how, again, the abundance of the heart, what's going to speak, what's in the heart, what comes out of the mouth is what's in the heart. And I don't for the life of me understand what people don't understand about that. But yet again, they call themselves Christians and they think that they're, you know, heaven bound and everything is good between them and Jesus. And yet they don't understand that Jesus said to them that, listen, depart from me, you that work and those that work iniquity. And again, they don't even understand what the word of iniquity means because they haven't done their own homework to understand what it means. It means lawlessness. Folks, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, let me take it a step further. We're talking about false prophets setting America at war with God because this is what we're seeing today. Listen to the great reformer Martin Luther when he said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Does that sound familiar? How many times I used to, when I was a little kid, we'd go to church twice a year, I think, Easter and Christmas, we had to go. And I would look over at my mom, and my mom would look over at me, and she'd have tears running down her face, and she'd look at me, and she'd say, look at the goosebumps that I have on my arm. And one thing was interesting is, yeah, the Holy Ghost was in the room, but he comes about to what? Renew and regenerate man's heart. From what? Through godly repentance, to create in them new hearts and to create clean spirits and renew right spirits within them. Go to the book of Titus chapter 3 when you get a moment. But how is it that we don't see what's happening here, friends? Real love in Christ is now equated to man's fallen nature rather than the power of the resurrection of Christ. And I, for the life of me, again, don't understand what people are not understanding through the Word of God. But again, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, you know, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And I think what's happening here, friends, in all sincerity, is the fact that the people are missing the Holy Ghost in so many different aspects of their life. True that. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sons of Liberty.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We've got a call coming in from Baltimore. Tom, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Brad. How are you on this Independence Week? You feel like we're independent, that we have our freedom?
I do.
That's not a real question. We all know the answer to that. You know,
well, I do. I mean, no, let me answer the question, Tom. I really do. I mean, I'm walking in liberty, I am fighting for liberty, and I'm a liberated man in the process of doing so. I mean, if I was to sit back and do a whole lot of nothing about the issues going on in this country, I would feel enslaved. I'd feel that I was being brought back into bondage, but I'm fighting this stuff 24/7, and I'm telling you what, there's a warfare around not only this ministry, but my personal life constantly concerning the issues, friends, because I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I want to tell you, too, it gets hard day after day looking at the headlines and having to share with the American people what they're responsible to fix. Because the American people have been so dummied down and conditioned to believe that it's somebody else's job to fix the problems in which we have. And that's even more frustrating to me is when you see a whole lot of people complaining about the problem, and there's very far and few between, believe me, needles in the haystack that are actually standing up and doing something about it. But they are liberated as well.
I've heard it said several different ways, but the way I remember it is that in lawless times, those who speak the truth, those who are brave enough and dare speak the truth, are considered by many to be dangerous revolutionaries.
Yeah, George Orwell. Yes.
So, you're a dangerous revolutionary, Brett.
Amen.
In the eyes
and
of
I'll take it.
Many.
Yeah.
I would take issue, though, with the enslavement issue. You know, I see the many laws that are not lawful, the illegal chains, as not figurative, but really literal in a very real sense. I certainly do not feel that I'm free. I think people have been lulled into a sense of feeling like, well, you know, these laws are out there, and there are many of them. But, you know, I'm basically a good person. I don't break the law until they find themselves entangled in this messy illegality of statutory law and ordinances and everything that is really contrary
right.
to the simple laws that are really simple. God's laws are not that difficult to follow, and they're really not restrictive. They're, I would say, like math. You've got the answers. You know how to do it because the one true God has told you how it works, and it's for your benefit. I don't know why people would choose to be lulled into these governmental restrictions when they've got a simple plan, a good plan, by the one true person that knows them.
Well, that's right. As a matter of fact, what I have going through me right now is Senator John Glenn, the guy that declared that he went to the moon. If that was the case, I wish you'd have stayed there. But he's now dead and where he belongs. It's interesting. He was the one that was responsible for saying that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we enact around here. And I don't know how many days out of the week that it's going to take. Maybe we need 10 more days in a week for people to finally wake up concerning the corruption of the politicians that are enslaving the American people back to man's 10,000 policies. And if we want to get away from them 10,000 policies, man calls them laws. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. The fact of the matter is, Tom, that's all we have to do is get back to God's Ten Commandments. But we need good men enforcing those laws to eradicate man's 10,000 policies.
Well, Brad, let me leave you with this, and I'd like to hear your comments on it. I'll listen on the air. I find it very, very interesting that we have so many law enforcement agencies that protect and restrict and punish everything from whether or not you have a pond in your yard to whether or not you can catch a fish.
Yeah.
Yet the one what is said to be the main law that matters, the Constitution, we have no law enforcement agency to enforce that.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing.
Dedicated to enforcing that. The agencies, I suppose, certain ones can and do at times when it's their benefit, but a dedicated agency to ensure that the government, mainly, is not violating that. It really used to lie with the people's grand jury, which has been
overturned
by the government.
That's right.
But it would be nice to have a law enforcement agency, preferably the people's grand jury, back to enforce that constitutional law and punish those who violate it thoroughly and as it should be.
And that applies to everybody. You know, there's nobody in government, again, not only is the government an extension of who we are because we are the government, but the fact of the matter is people need to realize, I don't care if it's the President of the United States, he's there to enforce the law, not to tear it down. And he's also subject to that law as his administration, as the judicial branch, the legislative. Folks, it goes down the list. Everybody in this country is ruled by law. It's been said, Tom, where there's the rule of law, there's peace. But where there's the rule of force, there's war. And see, that's what's happening in this country. You have a totalitarian system arising behind special interest groups to force, through a fascist state, those Judases that Americans have actually subjugated or subjected themselves to as representatives that have sold them down the river. And for some reason, again, and this is the great wonder because it's real easy to see that everybody is subject to those laws. Furthermore, they swore to uphold them laws with their hand on the Bible. That is the president. That is everybody that works in whatever perspective office or bureaucracy or whatever the case might be, cabinet, senators, congressmen, representatives, whatever the case is, judges. They're there to uphold the law, not to tear them down. So when people take a look at reading the Constitution and understanding what it has to say, they're going to find out really quick as to who is violating that law. We're not in a system. We are, for the most part, because there's still good people enforcing good law here in this country. But if you look at the system as the way it's set up now, there's no question it's through the rule of force, and that's why war is generating. But that's all purpose. There's no doubt in my mind. And again, America and Tom, and I know that we're on the same page with this, Tom, we're all ruled by law. Every single one of us. Nobody is above that law. And where they feel that they're above that law is a bunch of demigods, you're to tear them down and deal with them accordingly, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. So going back
if anybody doubts what you're saying, just look at the evidence before your very eyes. Criminality in politics used to be hidden because they knew it was wrong and they were shameful of it. It went from that to now it's celebrated. There's not even any shame in what they're doing anymore. They're debased, they're immoral, they're evil, and all the other negative adjectives that you use to describe them, and they celebrate it, and we're going along with it. Who do these people think they are?
Well, now, just keep in mind, though, Tom, that they are only doing what the American people are letting them get away with. So the responsible party, again, is the American people that are tolerating corrupt employees to be doing the things that they're doing. Because, again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. And if the American people are going to give their consent through apathy, through tolerance, then you know what? They're going to reap the consequence. And that's where we're at in this country today. I'd like to go back. Stay on the phone with me, Tom, because this is a good conversation thus far. Chuck Schumer. I took a couple minutes yesterday to highlight the fact that another one is exposed. Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the one that's being used to stir up a lot of this Russian baloney. Well, the fact of the matter is, America, do you understand that he's an operative? He's paid to do this? I mean, what does this have to do with enforcing the laws in our Constitution and our country to keep us a free people? It's not. Well, if you look at this Judas, you can see that he's bought and paid for. Just yesterday, I exposed the fact that he's taken $576,490 from Goldman Sachs. And the list goes on. Citigroup, Paul Weiss, J.P. Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse Company, Morgan Stanley, Ernest Young, UBS AG, Bear Stearns, Conch. I can go on and on with just Chuck Schumer. So the question, Tom, and the question, America, is why is he still there? Just like, Tom, you were just saying, they're not even ashamed of it anymore. No, it seems that they have some 007 pass to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and there's going to be no consequence because, rest assured, the corrupt state-controlled narrative is going to put the mic right up to his mouth and attempt to legitimize him as a respectable representative because, after all, there was no consequence for him being found out to be a traitor to this country. That's why they do what they do.
They're making big money. It's a big business. And by the way, on that note, we do not have a financial crisis. This country is not in great debt. This country is flush. You're not. We're not the people. But believe me, this country is rich. And those people in power are using that money that they're making hand over fist to control other people. And really, that's what a lot of these laws, well, they're all about control. They're not about, you know, gun control is not about gun control. Healthcare is not about, it's all about people control. These people,
that's right.
Like I said,
right.
Who do they think they are? They want to be like God. They want to control other people to their benefit and to our, the many detriment. And they don't care, like you said, and like I brought up as well. They have no shame. They don't care. In fact, as far as the Treasury is concerned, they don't care whether or not they're spending money or losing money because they're not. They're always making money. Let's put it that way. The Federal Reserve uses something called a T account. They simply have to balance each side, the debt and the assets. And it doesn't matter as long as they balance out. They're making money and you're losing money.
I totally appreciate the call, Tom from Baltimore. Interesting points that you'd bring that up, because when you look around, man, I'm telling you what, they are developing everywhere. Where is that money coming from?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tom from Baltimore, thank you for the phone call. You brought up some interesting points about how we're told that there's a debt, which helps create crisis, by the way, friends. But interestingly enough, if you judge them by their fruit, everywhere you look, man, there's something brand new going up. Brand new FBI station in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Brand new government buildings in Elk River. Man, do you see government expanding and American liberties depleting? Yeah, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? Where's all that money coming from? I want to tell you where that money's coming from. You, the American worker, being allocated to work against your freedoms. Think, America. I totally agree with what Tom just said. Totally agree. Man, we're so broke. Everywhere you look, there's something brand new going up. Where's that money coming from? And you look at those buildings, many of them, well, the bankers are making money. But where's that money coming from? Well, it's just fiat money. It's fake money. It's coming out of thin air. It's paper money. It's this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, but where's it coming from? Who keeps kicking it out? Well, it's all credit. Well, great. Who's backing up that note? I mean, you got to think about what's going on, friends. And it's interesting how you hear about how we better do this and do that because there's a financial crisis come. We've been hearing that since I've been born. And who does that work for? Fear mongers. But going back to what Tom said, man, I got to say, I totally agree with you, Tom. It's all contrived. It's just more control. Everything, there's a fear of man that's being used to control the people everywhere you look. Listen to commercials, America. It's all based on fear. I mean, anybody ever heard an IRS commercial? I mean, you listen to those IRS commercials, it's all based on fear. You better do this or else. Or else what? I mean, it's an oppressive system in which America you're subjecting yourselves to. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Well, one of the things that Tom had brought up during the last segment was, you know, do you feel free? I totally feel free. 1 Corinthians 7:22 tells us, listen carefully, for he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise, also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. So there's a spiritual liberality here. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, regardless of where he's at. I heard a story one time. Hopefully this helps a little bit. But I heard a story one time of a man in Russia that was literally stripped from his home, his wife and his kids. And he was thrown in prison and he was only given a piece of paper and a pen to write. And it got to the point where they took even the pen and the paper away from him. And he says, now, at last, I'm finally free. See, there's a different free. Folks, slaves can be free because it depends on who they serve. And to me, doing what I do, there has to be a call, especially day after day, getting up and saying to the American people the things that the Word of God declares. Because I don't want to be dismayed. I don't want to be confounded. That's why I'm doing what the Lord commanded me to do. Because to be quite honest, friends, I don't see a whole lot of people doing it. And I also want to let you know that I didn't apply for this job. I'm just simply responding to this job. Why? Because I'm thankful. That's why. And thankful people are usually a liberated people. I'm very liberated in Christ. There's no doubt about it. And doing the right thing and not the wrong thing. I also wanted to bring up another point. Because we were talking about false prophets setting America at war with God. And, of course, I'm using Scripture, and you can see this happening. Matter of fact, we see even in the news just, I believe it was yesterday, maybe even this morning, where there's an increasing hostility towards Christians. Yeah, of course, which only proves my point all the more. And folks, also keep in mind, that spirit of Antichrist is working against your republic, it's working against your constitution, it's working against your rights, and it's working against your liberties. Through who? The homosexuals, the atheists, the communists, the Muslims now? I mean, anybody else want to go ahead and stand up and declare war on Christianity? This all falls to the feet of the church for not preaching out against sin. No, what you have today is you have the church going along with it, promoting it. We just seen the other day, friends, a couple lesbians are going to be leading up a church in the Baptist church. Folks, I mean, again, this is called daring the justice of God, and you can rest assured you're going to get a response, like it or not. You're going to get a response. Which leads me to, again, false prophets setting America at war with God. Who are they? Well, Bible tells us again in Jude 1:4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting for these atheist groups and these homosexuals and these communists and now the Muslims, isn't it interesting how they go to the church, the Christian church in America, because they want the approbation of the American Christian church. Why? Well, why did dictators from the past and the present, why did they always make an appearance with the Catholic Church? Because most people trust their priest. Now, in America today, I don't know how that could be unless you're blind, you're deaf, or you're stupid, or maybe all three. But the fact of the matter is, friends, there's always a showing with leaders and the church members. Why? because they want the approbation of the people in the country to let them know that everything is okay. Keep in mind, Jesus countered that when he said, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of corrupt government, the Herodians. And beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the corrupt church doctrine, man-made, which makes God's commandments void, null and void, which is only temporary. But again, listen, for there are certain men corrupt and unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. So it's ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Yes. You know, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Today, hirelings and whores from the pulpits are saying, no, go ahead, you're covered by the grace of God. Read Isaiah 30 and read Galatians 5, friends. It's a counterfeit covering. The grace of God restrains. It's an empowerment to restrain from sin, not to succumb to it. And keep in mind, Jesus came into the world to deliver his people from their sins, not in their sins, Matthew 1:21. Man, this is crazy. So turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So take that and put that up to the great reformer Martin Luther when he said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he raised up a sect such as teach, listen carefully, Satan stirreth up daily new sects, such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. So what is grace? Go and sin no more. Is this what you're being taught today? Nope. You're being taught by a corrupt government to go ahead. You have three strikes and you're out. You go to church first and foremost because the government's only emulating the counterfeit church in America today, which is nothing but a whore and a bunch of hirelings. 300,000 pulpits, the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, to the abortion agenda. I mean, it's just sick. To what other agenda? To having lesbians preach from the pulpit and the homosexuals preach from the pulpit to counter scripture? In action, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, friends. Do not forget what I'm telling you. Do not forget what I'm telling you. You know, wasn't it Jesus that said, because you say I'm rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked in Revelation 3:17? Yep. You know, it's absolutely amazing how these hypocrites who strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, when they jump over scriptures such as when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. Listen to that. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. To inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve is what that word means. Be zealous therefore and repent. There's that message again. But are the false prophets preaching repent? Nope. Are they preaching the Christ crucified? Nope. Are they preaching the law of God? Nope. They sure aren't. Wow. Well, if they're not preaching the law, then what converted them to Christ? Because we know that wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20, go back over to the New Testament and read Psalm 119 as well as Psalm 19, verse 7. So there are the self-professed Christians that want to put themselves in the light of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 13:4, and when they do so, they just might find themselves destitute of the righteousness which only Christ can give. And they cannot blame the preacher for what is preached if they do not know what the good book says. Because again, friends, the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:15-23, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Love you by what we do, friends. We will be talking to you in 23 for 2 hours, 23 hours for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Saturdays. Love you by what we do. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.